With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The Flathead County Sheriff's Office has released the name of a snowmobiler who was killed in an avalanche near Whitefish on Saturday, 33-year-old Jeffrey Richard Caldbeck from Kyla. According to avalanche.org, Caldbeck is the third person to die in an avalanche this season in Montana, and the second this week. The Flathead Avalanche Center says three snowmobilers triggered the avalanche near Swede Creek. Two of them were buried in the slide. One was able to free himself, and Caldbeck died before the others were able to dig him out. FAC avalanche specialist Eric Pytich says weak snowpack from dry weather, rain, and new snow has led to a rise in avalanche danger in the area.
You know, our snowpack right now, it's a dangerous and tricky snowpack. This layer is reactive in some areas, but not in others, which makes it particularly tricky and subsequently difficult.
The FAC will be hosting a companion rescue course on Saturday. For more information, check out our website, mtpr.org. A Northwestern Energy rate hike that reflects the utility's increased property taxes has become permanent. The Public Service Commission today approved the $22 million rate increase, which equals a 38-cent average increase on customers' monthly bills. That's in addition to an average $4 per month temporary rate hike that was approved by the PSC last week. The company's state taxes increased after it bought 11 hydroelectric dams from PPL Montana for $900 million.
Last year's tourism numbers were up almost 8% over 2014. Almost 12 million out-of-state travelers visited Montana in 2015, but those tourists didn't spend as much money as they have in previous years. Edward O'Brien has the story.
Non-resident tourists spent almost $3.6 billion in Montana last year. Norman Nickerson says that's an enormous infusion of money into state coffers.
That helps support jobs. It helps, obviously, support a lot of businesses in our communities and around the whole state. So, and we're talking about, with all of it combined together, 52,000 jobs, almost 53,000 jobs that are related to tourism in some form or another.
Nickerson is the director of the University of Montana Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research. She says that $3.6 billion is about 8% less than was spent by out-of-state visitors in 2014.
And everybody's thinking, what the heck is going on? And I don't know, my little crystal ball isn't telling me everything, but we have some ideas.
For one, the Canadian dollar cratered last year. It's currently trading at around 70 cents against the American dollar. Simply put, Canadians aren't shopping here like they used to. Cheap gas prices may be another factor. Nickerson suspects that's prompting people to take more trips. In other words, they're traveling more, but not buying as much stuff along the way. That may explain last year's record visitation numbers at both Glacier and Yellowstone National Parks. So what about 2016? Nickerson says most tourist-related businesses expect to see another visitation increase this year. The National Park Service Centennial Celebration lends some weight to that expectation. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.
State education officials say Montana schools are doing a better job of identifying homeless students and getting them the support and services they need. The Office of Public Instruction says the number of school districts identifying homeless students has more than doubled since 2010. State Superintendent Denise Juno says the number of students that identify as homeless has increased from about 1,500 to just over 3,000. States receive federal grants to help homeless students with transportation and immunizations to ensure their equal access to public education.
The deadline for buying 2016 health insurance through healthcare.gov is days away, and Montana's Commissioner of Insurance warns that consumers should study up on the plan they're thinking about buying, because the wrong plan could result in a fine. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Commissioner Monica Lindeen says this year, the tax penalty for failing to have minimum coverage required by federal law is $695 per adult, or 2.5% of your gross income, whichever is higher.
We've always had issues with people purchasing certain types of short-term plans that they think are going to cover certain aspects, and then it turns out that it doesn't.
Lindeen says there are a few questions to ask when buying health care insurance. Does the plan cover pre-existing conditions? Is renewal of the insurance plan guaranteed? And is there a lifetime or annual payout limit on the plan?
If the answer is no to any one of those three questions, then that is an issue and it does not meet the minimum threshold.
The current period of open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act ends Sunday night. The Commissioner's Office website to help navigate questions about health insurance is posted on this story's page on mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A Seattle man has been sentenced to 10 years in federal prison for sending methamphetamine from Washington to Missoula. The Missoulian reports that 36-year-old Albert Pedro Jaquez was sentenced on Friday in U.S. District Court after pleading guilty to felony conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance.
A Missoula physician who's gone on to become a national expert on reforming healthcare and especially end-of-life care is inviting dialogue on the topics at an event tomorrow night. Dr. Ira Byock is the author of Dying Well and the Four Things That Matter Most. He says that medicine too often falls short because it reduces people to a list of symptoms and doesn't pay attention to the rest of people's lives, including how they interact with their community.
We have to be able to give state-of-the-art disease diagnoses and treatment, as well as taking care of the lived experience of the people who are our patients.
Byock will be speaking and answering people's questions tomorrow night at a free community dialogue at St. Patrick Hospital in Missoula, starting at 5:30 p.m. You can find details on our website, mtpr.org. With Montana News, I'm Claire Bergeson.